Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we get into the tip, I have a gift for everyone. In celebration of my column moving from the website to the print edition of the magazine, Taekwondo Times has given us an exclusive promo code for a 20% discount on 1 and 2 year subscriptions. Enter the promo code PRACDEF01 at checkout. Now that's PRACDEF, PRACDEF01. I'll also put the promo code and a link in the show notes. Also, the subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies as well. And that's something I really like because I actually keep an archive. I'd also like to apologize to the international listeners because the code is only good in the United States. All right, on to the tip. This week's quick tip comes again from my local police department, the Topanga Area Branch of the LAPD. I'll paraphrase and quote from the message. The senior lead officer reviewed all of the burglary reports that have occurred in the past 6 months, and he noticed an alarming trend. And here's his top crime prevention tip and an interesting reason why. Lock your doors. A lot of crimes that occur are crimes of opportunity. A door-to-door salesman, a gardener passing out business cards, or a restaurant employee giving out menus walks throughout the neighborhood knocking on multiple doors. Who's to say that they don't try the handle on a few, and if unlocked, take the opportunity to relieve you of some jewelry? These are not criminal masterminds or career burglars, but criminal opportunists, and your property is still just as gone. In every neighborhood I've lived in Los Angeles, there have always been guys combing the neighborhoods, putting up flyers, leaving business cards, and menus. In my current neighborhood, I honestly get these things daily. I always find business cards for gardening, tree trimming, real estate, daycare, and menus. I mean, seriously, I get at least one daily. I've even told an awareness story about how one of these guys came up behind me as I was arriving home from work, and I almost seriously hurt him. Now again, it was my fault for letting my awareness drop and letting him get too close and behind me. So how often do you leave your house and not lock the door? You're going to be just a few minutes, right? And it's a great neighborhood. You're just going to make a quick run to the store a block or two away, or just taking the dog around the block, or even just a few minutes or seconds around your yard. And then a neighbor stops by to chat, and all of a sudden it's been 15 minutes and you're across the street. I am certain the vast majority of these guys are honest and hardworking. But times are tough right now, and that can make even the most honest person desperate. The temptation could be just too much. So remove the temptation and always lock the door whenever you leave, for any reason. Now, something that just occurred to me as I was doing the podcast here is that I've actually been a victim of this. I've had movies, rentals, that I've left out for the mail to pick up, stolen. And I'm certain it was probably one of these guys that did it. They were taken right from my mailbox. So it can happen to anybody, and anything that you leave out there could actually disappear. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music. Music by Kevin MacLeod.